Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I've had my website hacked. I've had journalists at my door writing smear stories, but I wouldn't change it because I know that I and my team are on the right side of history here. There's no way I could sleep at night if I'd known that I'd been involved in injecting this poison into people.
So you guys remember all of those dancing nurses and doctors who would abide by the hospital protocols resulting in the deaths of their patients? We were told those were heroes. No, this is a real hero, Dr. Sam White, yet another doctor in the world who is persecuted for telling the truth about quote unquote COVID and what the powers that ought not be call a vaccine. Before we begin this interview, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you had bought just $5,000 of Ethereum 6 months ago, you'd be sitting on more than $10,000 today. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best US-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real live human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you all back. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv with a very, very important update today. My friend Dr. Sam White is back and he's breaking some news, important news, as we continue to fight the good fight against the New World Order and Big Pharma. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. Thank you, Sean. Great to be back on the show again. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for making the time. I want to start here. You've won your high court challenge against the gag order. They had a gag order against you. Let me do a screen share. We got to set the stage for people. And then I should play this new spot for you. Real conversations with real pediatricians about the COVID vaccine. You're going to love this, Sam. But the general practitioner, Dr. Samuel White, accused of spreading misinformation on COVID. That's all you need to see, friends. This doctor is on the right side of history. Before I play that spot for you that'll make you puke, just a little bit about this success. You've won your high challenge against the gag order. Good on you.
Yeah. So last time we spoke, Sean, I was about to go to a tribunal, which ended up being a complete farce. We submitted hundreds and hundreds of pages of evidence, expert witness testimony, including from people like, you know, Peter McCullough, you know, Mike Yeadon. They'd all come together for me to support what I was doing. And that got dismissed entirely. They didn't even look at it. I'm sure of that. And the accusation merely remained that I'd spread misinformation and they'd had some anonymized complaints. The people didn't even want to identify themselves, obviously. And they went with that. And therefore, I was to be gagged. Not to talk again about COVID, and then face a trial But that trial would be in about at least 18 months down the road. Now I could have said, yeah, that's fine. You know, I'll shut up. I'll go quietly. But what is happening now is going to be considered probably the worst crimes against humanity. And that wasn't acceptable. So we had to fight that, not just for me, but for other medics and other people who want to speak out against what's happening now so that we can put a stop to it. So we took the Journal Medical Council to the High Court, and we won. It was found that my right to be a member of society and contribute to debate had been breached. So I can say what I want now, but everything I've said has been based on evidence and peer-reviewed literature, and the overwhelming amount of data we're seeing in the adverse event reporting systems. We have the yellow card in the UK and you have VAERS in the US, and it is staggering that this is still continuing.
Well, you got that right. The current data from VAERS in this country suggests that 21,002 people have died as a result of taking this mRNA experimental vaccination. Now, the mainstream horror media in this country refuses to correlate those deaths with the vaccine. And let me just play this spot for you, and then you can give us an update about the criminal investigation being done in the UK now, thanks to you and others. But I think you're really going to love this spot. This is such effective storytelling. It's just a real conversation about the COVID vaccine with a real pediatrician who evidently is really happy to take part in these Nuremberg level crimes. Listen to this.
Doctor, one of the things that I'm struggling with is with my spouse. So he's not ready to have our kids vaccinated yet.
I definitely would recommend not waiting. We think it's really important to get people vaccinated now. We wouldn't be recommending these vaccinations if we weren't strongly convinced with the scientific evidence that is available that they are safe and they are effective for children. All of my patients are like my own children. My own children have all been vaccinated, and I recommend that all my patients be vaccinated as well.
She's just admitted to child abuse if they're her own children, because the trials, and she must know this, the trials for the Pfizer vaccine were an absolute joke. And there's a reason why, you know, they're not revealing all the data for 75 years. It's sickening to watch that kind of thing. And then I don't know how these people ever became doctors.
Well, that's right. That's the question. Is she absolutely ignorant of the facts that we're about to discuss in this interview, or is she willingly participating in these experimental death trials? Because her name is Dr. Eileen Crespo. She hails from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I think these are locally produced spots, but they're all based on conversations that the CDC suggests be had between doctors who are just pushing officialdom with patients who raise these questions. These are CDC talking points that then they go film. I'm not even sure if that's a real patient, a real mother, if that's an actress, but Dr. Eileen Crespo, is she a willful idiot? I mean, is it even possible at this point that she is still ignorant of the facts you and I are about to discuss?
If she is, there can be no excuse for that level of ignorance. We are more and more looking at what appears to be premeditated murder. And the doctors should not be unwitting accomplices to it. This would never, ever have happened if, when governments around the world last year decided to act completely unlawfully, ignore long-established human rights, if doctors had said, no, not in my name, we are not doing this, you know, it never would have happened. The vaccines would never have been rolled out, and we would have been able to treat people, you know, in the community, at home, where they should be treated. There is no excuse, Sean, whatsoever.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I made that point in my January 3rd video titled Shocking New Evidence of Premeditated Mass Murder, in which I featured you and Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and Reiner Fulmich. And maybe I should just play this soundbite and folks can get this into the hands of Dr. Eileen Crespo. Listen to this, folks. I featured this in that video. And evidently, these are facts Dr. Eileen Crespo just isn't familiar with.
A very recent presentation, which I'm sure you know, done by Dr. Mike Eden, shows precisely how they use these different batches in order to have an experiment within an experiment, in order to try out what kind of dosage is needed in order to, this is what it looks like, in order to kill people and maim people. And I mean, this is inescapable, at least in my view as a lawyer, it is inescapable evidence of there being premeditation. And once you have premeditation, there is no immunity for anyone anymore, not even in the United States.
All right, I'll pause it there. I want you to comment on this. Basically, in this online call y'all did together, you guys go through and you discuss Michael Yeadon's research, Michael Yeadon, the former VP and chief science officer at Pfizer. You discuss the 33 various Pfizer batches.
We call them lots. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we call them batches here. The interesting thing there, Sean, is that I didn't know we were going to talk about that. And Dr. Vordag, you know, rightly brought it up. But the experts I'm working with, independent of Dr. Vordag and independent of Dr. Yeadon, and experts in the US had already come to that conclusion as well, the very same conclusion, because the data is all in the public domain. So it cannot be the case that the medicines regulator in the UK and in the US, the FDA, do not know this, because you've got people coming to that conclusion independent of each other.
Right.
It's all there.
Right. And just so people understand, help me flush this out. 33 various Pfizer batches, not all containing the same thing. And when the deaths and injuries are plotted on the XY axis based on location, time, date of injuries or death, a very clear pattern emerges. And the pattern suggests that maybe 5 to 10% of the vaccine batches, the mRNA experimental Pfizer batches, are extremely toxic, 2,500 to 3,000 times more toxic than maybe the placebo or the non-harmful vials. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it looks almost as if they're doing toxic dose studies on humans. When we knew all along this was an experiment, that there were no animal studies, all of the phases of the clinical trial have not been completed, but they're actually giving people, it seems, different doses, allowing them and the doctor to think that it's the same dose and that each the content of each vial and each lot or batch is exactly the same. That's not the case, because some lots, some batches are killing people, whereas other lots and batches, it seems to have very minimal effect.
So it's safe to say that this is an experiment within an experiment. Okay, that is to say that the general public believes that Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson came up with this magical concoction that will just miraculously save people from the COVIDs. And these concoctions are all the same. Everybody's getting the same concoction. So even though it's an experiment and people are willfully taking part in the experiment, that's what people believe. Everybody's getting the same exact concoction. But that's not the case. The data, the plots, and the XY axis suggest that 5 to 10% of these vials are extremely harmful and are responsible for the majority of the injuries and deaths. So therefore, it's an experiment within an experiment, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. These vials, lots, they're being made not by the actual, you know, company of Pfizer. It all gets outsourced, and it all gets outsourced to different manufacturers around the world. And one of the things is with these mRNA vaccines is they're actually live entities. They're not easy to make. They need to be made under very heavily regulated, controlled conditions. And making so many so quickly just doesn't seem very safe. And in the UK, we have a situation where the medicines regulator are using the excuse of COVID to not go and check the manufacturing process. So they would normally have about 4 days having a rigorous check of what's going on in these, you know, these manufacturing factories. That's not happening either. So there's no standardization. But when you look at it like that, on that chart, it looks very much like there's intention. Sorry, my dog's snoring. There's an intention there to cause serious harm and death.
Do you recall when they first introduced the idea of these vaccines? And it might have been even before the FDA gave them experimental use authorization. There was discussion that these vaccines would need to be stored at temperatures, I'm going off memory here, but like negative 196 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius, I don't know which, but unbelievably cold temperatures. And I remember listening to an interview with a doctor on local radio, a doctor at the Mayo Clinic, who said, we don't even have the technology to safely store and deliver these vaccines. But now you can just run down to the local pharmacy. You can go to CVC, you can go to Target, you can go to the supermarket, Walmart. And evidently it's all A-OK. What happened to that storyline? And why do you think that the quote unquote vaccines had to be stored that way? Is it because they're packed with stuff that isn't activated until it enters the human body and warms up? I mean, help us make sense of it.
Yeah, I think they're actually quite unstable at room temperatures. So they have to be pretty much injected from it's minus 70 degrees centigrade in our currency here. And otherwise, they're just not stable and disintegrate or become more harmful as it seems. But there's such a lack of due care in the entire process, forget informed consent or anything. You don't know what you're getting here. And it's very much the case that a doctor can't offer you informed consent and you can't be a part of that because we still don't know fully what's in these vaccines. They're not vaccines, injections. So it's the whole idea of consenting to this is vitiated by the fact we don't know how they're manufactured, whether they're standardized, whether they're the same thing. And a doctor can't tell you what's in it fully. And we're not going to get all of the trial data for decades yet. Everything is wrong, Sean. It's as wrong as it gets.
Well, it couldn't be more clearly wrong to those of us who are paying attention and following this story and even doing cursory digging, unlike Dr. Eileen Crespo, evidently. These are Nuremberg levels of crimes against humanity. There needs to be Nuremberg 2 trials, and these people need to be brought to justice. So before I play this incredible new piece from my friend Greg Reese over at InfoWars, I've had Greg on several times. He's a great guy. He does great work. Your thoughts on that? I know you guys have launched a criminal investigation involving the police over in the UK. Do you want to tell us about that? How do we bring these people to justice? Because it has to happen if we're to save humanity.
It has to happen. It will happen. And we believe it is happening here in the UK, finally. One thing that has been very difficult in terms of getting the police involved with this and getting them to initiate an investigation is getting over the first hurdle of in the UK, you need a crime reference number when you report the crime. What that does is it generates an investigation. It seems that throughout the last almost 2 years, there's been a reluctance of the police here to hand out a crime number for anything COVID related, because they know as soon as they do that, they open up the biggest investigation ever in their history. The police that have now started this investigation are going to be conducting this investigation for the rest of their working lives. It's the biggest ever, because not one person in society has been unaffected by these crimes. And as I go back to before, these are the most egregious, the most harmful that has ever happened in terms of the number of people and what we're seeing with these toxic bioweapons, because that is what they are. And we have submitted lots and lots of evidence. We've built up a really quite big and cohesive team of various experts, both nationally and internationally. We've got some great people over in the US helping us as well. Another 500-page expert witness report came in on the harms of the vaccine. And we have also pathology specimens reports from people who, were not thought to have died because of the vaccine. And then a microscopic pathology examination was conducted, and it was seen that the tissues of these people who died suddenly were infiltrated with this toxic spike protein that had generated an immune-mediated reaction and caused, cellular tissue destruction. these are so toxic. And if you are a parent and you are thinking, I'll get my child vaccinated so that they won't miss school, that is not a medical reason. If you are going to inject your child, it is one of the biggest decisions you should have. You know, you need to take your time to think about it, and you need to come to the conclusion, like me, like others, that these are just not safe, not for anyone. And they can never be prioritized when they are experimental and there are proven safe treatments available for you. That's what you should be asking for. So, sorry.
No. This is fantastic. No, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think any parent that willingly takes their child to go and get this experimental shot without doing any basic research is culpable and responsible for the damage that will be done to that child. And that will be a life sentence for you and the child. And it may not be that long a life. If your child gets myocarditis or pericarditis, your child may not live more than 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The FDA, when approving these shots for children, is calling this heart inflammation mild. Is there such thing as mild heart inflammation in your view, Dr. White?
It's not a mild condition by any stretch, and it's very rare under the age of 45 normally. So if a child is suffering or an adolescent, it seems to be boys actually, Sean, and it might be something to do with the gonadotropins, the male hormones predominance. If you know you have an adolescent or a child suffering with that, it's a 50% mortality rate at 5 years. Unless that person is able to receive a heart transplant in that time. And you can chat to cardiologists like Dr. McCullough and others here in the UK. They've woken up to it because they don't want to see children in their clinic and they don't want to be putting children on heart failure medications, which is what is happening now. It's pretty much a death sentence. It is not mild. And that's before we get into the other potential systemic effects, like neurological damage, like damage to the ovaries, such that, you know, you might not ovulate again or be able to have children. It goes everywhere, this spike protein. We've known that for a long time. Never should have been used. And the fact that this is the other thing. It doesn't even protect you against COVID. And we've got an expert witness report from Professor Bhakti. The reason it doesn't protect you from COVID is that the antibodies that you want should be in your nasal passage, your respiratory mucosa. They should be the secretory immunoglobulin that comes out in the respiratory passages. If you inject this into the arm as what is happening now, it's an intramuscular injection that diffuses then into the blood. And that's in the secretory immunoglobulin. So the antibodies are in in completely the wrong place. That's why it doesn't protect you. It's absurd.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, it's completely absurd. The good news is, and we can talk about this, we've got the interview with Dr. Robert Malone on Joe Rogan's podcast being seen by really tens of millions of people. Now, when we compare that to CNN's nightly audience of around 600,000 to 700,000 people, the truth is getting out. And truth tellers are on our side, people like you, people like Reiner Fulmich. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But let's just show people this startling piece from my friend Greg Reese. And Dr. White, I want you to weigh in on this at any point, okay? I don't know how long we'll play this. It's only 4 or 5 minutes long. The whole thing deserves to be played. But I want you to jump in and I'll pause it at any point, okay? Let's break this down together because the sheeple people don't understand what is in some of these quote-unquote vaccines.
Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate studies included microbiology, epidemiology, and immunology. He is the founder of the Fifth Column. Delgado has published videos of electron microscopy taken at the University of Almeria in Spain of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, showing what can best be described as self-organizing nanostructures. The videos show that as the Pfizer mRNA vaccine evaporates, nano-sized structures begin to form, multiple structures that appear to be the same things, things that look like microchips and electronic circuitry. Pfizer has reportedly made 33 different batches, which have all been cataloged in a database, some dangerous and others seemingly innocuous. So these things maybe aren't in every vial, but the FDA has said that they need 75 years to tell us all the details, so maybe they are. At a World Economic Forum 2018 conference, the chief executive officer of Pfizer expressed excitement for invasive nanotech, referring to the recent FDA approval of a tablet with a sensor that can notify medical authorities of compliance.
It is basically a biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
Later that year, a nano transistor chip is unveiled that replaces silicone with air. Just this week, a COVID implantable microchip developer claimed we will be chipped whether we like it or not. There has been much talk about graphene oxide and nanotech in the vaccines, which the media vehemently claims is not true. But how would they know? And why would anyone trust a word that they say about any of this? If there are nanocircuits being created within the bodies of the vaccinated, this would explain the videos we've seen of IP addresses coming from the jabbed, a newly activated network of nanocircuits, unique to each individual. One of the leading experts of nanotechnology, Charles Lieber, has written patents describing a technology that has the potential to self-assemble into tiny computer systems capable of controlling human neurology, which is exactly what Delgado's electron microscopy of the Pfizer jab appears to be. Charles Lieber was just convicted on numerous crimes for working with the communist Chinese in Wuhan, where Pfizer ran a research and development facility. Elon Musk expects to be implanting his Neuralink into human beings this year and claims that they could put you fully into virtual reality, as if this is somehow important for humanity. For humanity, it isn't, but for the transhumanist, it's a necessity. And if you listen to the psychopaths orchestrating all of this, transhumanism is officially their stated goal. And they won't need Elon's implantable chip. With injectable nano-sized circuitry in the human brain and nervous system, non-intrusive wearable tech will do the job just fine. And this is rapidly being developed by Wellcome Leap, a privately run umbrella corporation connecting DARPA, Silicon Valley, and the military, who has tripled their network in less than a year, boasting success for the deadly mRNA vaccines and pushing to accelerate new ones designed to correct every so-called flaw of the human psyche that stands in the way of productivity to an authoritarian state run by artificial intelligence that monitors and controls their neurological functions 24/7. This is exactly what they say they want by the year 2030. So either the vaccines are a way of interfacing the new transhuman with AI technology, or they're lying. And it's all about depopulation, which is what the latest data is showing. Natural News recently estimated billions of deaths if it isn't stopped in the next year. It obviously isn't about public health. And whether it's about depopulation or transhumanism, it is a threat to all of humanity. We could ponder until the end about why anyone would want to do this. But the real question is, why are we letting them? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
See, a lot of people, you know, say a year ago, Sean, if you'd have played that, they would have said, this is just a conspiracy theory. But these people at the World Economic Forum, they don't hide what they do. They write it all down for you. They talk about it in their speeches. And you had the Pfizer CEO outright saying it there. Now, I should say that we've you know, got this investigation going here in the UK. And we've since had a lot of experts come forward, including people with evidence of the presence of graphene oxide in these injections. So that's an angle we're also working on here. And it's terrifying.
Well, it's deeply, deeply, deeply disturbing, because to hell with informed consent. Not only are they not going to give informed consent before they inject people, their goal is to inject people with this technology, all people across the planet, regardless of whether or not people know they're being injected with this technology. So there will never be informed consent. So it really is one of the most difficult wars to fight, because how do we wake up our friends, neighbors, and colleagues? How do we get them to understand that we are in a war? War is being waged against humanity, but it's essentially an invisible war. It would be much easier to point at the East Coast at the Chinese troops that just invaded, right? All right, that's traditional warfare. This is a traditional warfare. We are being attacked. But if there's good news, it should be an easy war to win, because all we need to do is wake people up to the truth. And then indict and arrest these specific people responsible for this war against humanity. But it gets a little sketchy, because evidently they have DARPA and, you know, parts of the U.S. government on their side.
They do. And they've infiltrated, you know, every sector of society, every institution. And that's why most of these institutions, they're going to experience a complete loss of trust, including, you know, the medical establishment around the world. And that does need to happen, because we've put our trust in these institutions which don't serve a higher purpose. They're corrupted, and, you know, this goes into issues like Freemasonry as well, of course. People have a clear choice now between continuing with this great deception. If you do that, it may well cost you your life and that of your family as well, or the Great Awakening. And we have a chance to rebuild a, you know, completely new earth, you know, with people who want to run these, you know, institutions and provide services which are there for the good of humanity, you know, in actual fact. But we've got a clean house, and it's worldwide. This bioinformation war is going to be as destructive as any kinetic war, particularly when we see videos like that.
Well, you mentioned something very important, and I fear that this may become a kinetic war. I want to show you evidence of where that might be happening actually right now as we speak. We're told that there is chaos in Kazakhstan because of fuel shortages. Now, I think it's far more likely that what's happening there is essentially a civil war, where reportedly 18 police have been killed. The banks are offline. There's shootings and explosions everywhere, because of the heavy-handed totalitarian tiptoe of the COVID mandatory vaccinations and the COVID policies. I don't know that for sure, but I don't think what's happening in Kazakhstan is because of fuel shortages. Okay, if we scroll down in this country, CNN medical ethics quote-unquote expert calls for denying health insurance to the unvaccinated. Now, I'm coming back to you, Dr. White. You may have heard that a big insurance company in the United States just 2 days ago announced that the death rate amongst 18 to 64-year-olds has risen 40%. They've never seen anything like it. It's completely unprecedented. And of course, CNN and that medical ethics expert is not going to correlate that rise in deaths to the experimental vaccine.
You can actually do that, because what we're seeing in the UK as well is a rise in all-cause mortality, but especially in modes of death that could be attributable to the action of the spike protein, okay, which is in these vaccines, because we're seeing a rise in cardiovascular, sudden cardiovascular deaths, strokes, you know, vascular events essentially in other parts of the body. So that would be fitting with how we know these vaccines work and known complications of these vaccines. So again, another probable lie. You should also probably operate under the French system of law when you introduce an experimental medical intervention. So you would say that it's caused by the vaccine until proven otherwise. And therefore you'd have a precautionary approach to it and say, we must withdraw this now because we think it's causing harm, injury, and death.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt. That's 100% right. There's quantifiable data, right? Stuff that would hold up in a court of law that will prove that these experimental vaccines are doing the harm that you and I are citing in this interview. But CNN and the NIH and the CDC and the World Health Organization and the rest of the Mockingbird horror media and the Biden administration don't care about quantifiable data. They just want to inject everybody. Let me do one more screen share here, because again, I don't really know what's going on in Kazakhstan. Moscow is saying that the unrest there is a foreign-inspired attempt of armed and trained groups to overthrow the state. So what may be going on there may be more deeply rooted than people rebelling against mandatory vaccinations or being angry about fuel prices. This may be another Soros-backed type of revolution to destabilize the region. We know NATO and the Biden administration would love to go to war with Russia. So who's to say what's really going on there? I wanted to share that with folks because it might just be wishful thinking on my part to think that what's happening in Kazakhstan is the result of people reaching their breaking point over mandatory experimental vaccinations. But ultimately, if these people keep pushing, I think that's where we may end up in certain areas of the world. Look what's going on in Australia. I mean, how have these people not reached their breaking point when they're being told they can't travel more than 5 kilometers from their home and they have to succumb to the mandatory jab?
I suspect it'll be much like the British. They'll tolerate so much and then they'll reach a breaking point where they say no more. And unfortunately, it may take something incredibly tragic, like seeing, you know, children die, which is nothing, you know, something I tried hard to stop. But when people do realize what's happened, what they've been injected with, they're going to be very, very angry. Unfortunately, the other side, these bloodline families, they want us to rise up and start a kinetic civil war. And that's why we must do everything possible to avoid it. We need civil non-compliance, you know, Gandhi style, if you like. Because if people say, right, I'm going to take off my mask, I'm not doing any more of these ridiculous tests, I'm not going to roll up my sleeve and have this injection, and they just stop complying, this ends overnight. And if that happens in this country, it happens in the US, it happens worldwide, this is over, this is gone. And then these people need to be arrested and spend the rest of their lives behind bars.
Yeah, that's right. No, I agree with you 100%. They want us to burn down our own cities and fight amongst ourselves because then they've got us by the balls. No, you're 100% right. We need to stand together against this evil. We need total noncompliance, and we need decent mayors and governors to do the right thing for their people. So we're not going to see that in too many blue states or blue cities in this country, I can tell you that. But we are seeing it in places like Florida with DeSantis. The other thing is we need to wake up the police and the military to stand with the people. It's very simple. Well, it's not simple, but I can see how this thing could be unwound and we could save humanity if very simple things happen. And that's just standing with each other for human rights, the rights given to us by God, our basic human rights that we're born with. Those rights are inalienable and they must be defended at all costs. And it does not require a single drop of blood. It doesn't require any blood being spilled. It just requires truth and people waking up to the truth and no longer complying with this lie. Dr. White, I really appreciate your time so very much. Let me ask you one more thing, actually, before I let you go. I've never spoken with Attorney Reiner Fulmick. You have. Yeah. Where do you see the glimmer of hope in that story? He's getting all of this testimony, affidavits, et cetera, from people all over the world. He's interviewing the right people. He's collecting the right data. What do you know about that case he's building against these enemies of humanity?
It seems to be, to me, a central hub for bringing national teams together and bringing about collaboration. So, for instance, I was on last Friday, and after me was a lady from the Indian bar and they filed against the one and only Bill Gates. And they've also filed the first murder charge for a young man who was fit and well, and he was forced, i.e. blackmailed, because this is blackmail, to have one of these injections, and he died. So they filed a charge of murder. We in the UK have got a meeting with them in the morning, okay? Because this struggle is an international one against the common enemy. It's the same enemy for us as it is in India, as it is in Australia. We know exactly who that is. He's also, Reiner and his team with Viviana and Dr. Vordag, they're about to start a public trial, and the public will be the jurors, I understand, looking at crimes against humanity for the frontman perpetrators. So Gates, Fauci, Tedros, all of them. And we're talking here tonight, Sean, about the Great Awakening. And that's a really good opportunity for friends, family, you know, people in the community, you know, who are not awake, to sit down and watch that and hear the real evidence from actual experts who have everything to lose by coming forward, as I did, as I have, and nothing to gain by telling the truth other than the salvation of humanity.
Yeah, that's 100% the right point to make. People who are speaking out and speaking truth about this, whether it's Robert Malone, the inventor, he says, of the mRNA technology, or former VP and chief science officer at Pfizer, Michael Yeadon, or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, or Dr. Sam White, etc. Nobody is speaking this truth because it benefits them, certainly not financially, especially then when they come after your medical license, like they did in your case. I want to let people know that Dr. White is a primary case physician. And he specializes now in what, homeopathic actual care for people?
Functional medicine. So I move away from pharmaceuticals, and I generally spend a lot longer with patients, and we find out what's really wrong with them. So, you know, things like rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, you know, I often find that people are actually suffering from chronic Lyme disease and they just didn't know it. So we really, you know, get to the root cause. And it's much more rewarding for me. The health service probably did me a favor with smearing me and calling me crazy, calling me mental, all sorts of things. I've had my website hacked. I've had journalists at my door writing smear stories. But I wouldn't change it because I know that I and my team are on the right side of history here. And I wouldn't, you know, I don't regret resigning my position. There's no way I could sleep at night if I'd known that I'd been involved in injecting this poison into people.
Well, that's right. And that's what I said at the beginning of the interview. You are very clearly on the right side of history as you try to defend humanity and God's creation. And let me just say, I've failed miserably in my life many, many times. Countless ways. I have to beg God for forgiveness for many wrongdoings and things. I wish I could be better. But I do believe that when I go to meet my maker, he will know that I tried to stand on the right side of history against this wave of tyranny and evil that is now enveloping the globe, trying to stand for humanity, for our progeny, for all future generations that will either be born free or born literally into this new world order slave system. And I know you're fighting that same battle, standing with humanity. I want to thank you for it, Dr. Sam White. How do people support you and follow you?
My Telegram channel is I am Dr. Sam White, and my website is drsamwhite.com. And yeah, hopefully I'll be able to come to the US soon, Sean, and you know, see all the Christian patriots out there who've been really supportive of the work we've been doing here. It's been fantastic.
Oh, well, if you ever come to the States, please, let's get together. I want to buy you a beer. I would love to meet you in person. And I would just remind people again, you mentioned Telegram. There is an imposter SGT report on Telegram. It's not me. I'm not on Telegram, sadly. But guys, I am on BitChute. I'm on Odyssey. I'm on Rumble, Gab, Parler, sgtreport.tv. And of course, every single day for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Oh, and one more thing. For a limited time right now, you can save $50 off every four-week emergency food kit you purchase from preparewithsgtreport.com. That's the highest quality storable foods you can get from our friends over at My Patriot Supply. Again, save $50 off every four-week emergency food kit you buy. They want us broke and they want us hungry. So get your storable foods with free shipping and handling included right now. That's preparewithsgtreport.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. God bless you and your family. And one final goodbye and thank you to Dr. Sam White. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much, Sean. Great to be with you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
5G is about to be turned on. I thank God it wasn't turned on today. That is radiation. As I understand it, those signals are somewhere between 33 and 66 gigahertz. That's the exact same frequency that your microwave oven uses. So they are going to radiate everybody. And how are these people that already have the graphene oxide in them, those that receive that particular shot, which I think is by far the most of them, how are they going to respond to these electrical impulses?